Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the people of Iman with the name An-Nur. An-Nur is the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is the name of one very famous chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nur, which is in the 18th para. And it is in this surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this nur. And this verse is known as Ayatun Nur, the verse of nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have this deep understanding with regards to light, with regards to nur. And this is the purpose of this ayat-i kareema, an amazing parable, an amazing example. Subhanallah, the Quran is amazing. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example so that we can understand what nur is. And so inshallah, I will attempt in this one ayat, which is the beginning of the 10th ruku of the 18th para of Surah Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, that Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, as in the source of light is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. In the current climate, nowadays, you will find that there is a lot of fitna, a lot of difficulty. And if a person can understand this ayat-e kareema, inshaAllah, he will really understand who he is. And he will understand his own worth. Insan khud apni keemat ko janega. He will not feel depressed. He will be very, very positive. No matter what he does in life, he will be strong, very powerful. And he will understand what his duty is, and he will know who he is, what is his identity. Sometimes a person will not know of his own personality. But your own personality is what is mentioned in this ayat-e kareema, that who we are. So Allah is saying, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, the example of His light. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, the example of His light. كَمِشْكَاتٍ, is like that of a niche. فِيهَا مِسْبَاح, and in that niche there is a lamp. In that niche there is a lamp. Now niche in English is pronounced also as niche and also as niche. So what is a niche? Just for us to understand. In the beginning, inshallah, I just want to go over the translation word by word so that we understand this ayat of Noor, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah open our hearts so that we can understand. Allah is saying that Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, and then He says, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, the example of His light is like the niche in which there is a lamp. Inshallah, this becomes a bit easy for me right now. When I turn to my left, I see the mihrab that is here. Back in the days, what would happen is that the niche would mean you would have this arch that is carved in the wall. There is this arch that is carved in the indents of the wall. It is inside the wall. And what they would do is that they would place a lamp inside it. So just to tell you what is a niche, if you have a look at this mihrab, it's an arch. But mashallah, the masjid is a purpose-built masjid, so we have a proper mihrab here. Imagine a very small size of this mihrab. That is called a niche. What is it? A very small version. So if you had this mihrab, a small version of it, inside this wall, this is called a niche. So back in the days, what people would do is that they would put a lamp inside that niche. They would put the lamp inside that niche. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the example of His light is that of a niche. Fiha misbah. In the niche there is the lamp. So you understand so far? Good, mashallah. Al-misbahu fi zujajah. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this lamp has got glass around it. What has it got? The lamp has got a glass around it. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. And the lamp is with a glass. The lamp is with a glass. Now, nowadays, mashallah, if you have a look at the bulbs also, that what is around it? Glass. What is around it? Glass. So, al-misbahu fi zujaja, Allah is saying the lamp has got glass around it. But how is this glass? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, al-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durriyun yuqad, that this glass is so clean and so pure that it is like kawkabe durri. Kawkabun durri means a brilliant star. What is it? A brilliant star. As in the glass around it, that in itself has got so much shine. So much shine to it that durri actually means in Arabic something that has got its own light also. So if you look at the Arabic dictionary, durriyun means something that has its own light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this glass in itself is like a brilliant shining star. So now what do we see? That there is this niche in the wall, and in the wall there is also this lamp. And so just to give you a bit of understanding, What people would do is that they would place the lamp in the niche so that when the lamp was on, when the light would hit the arch, then because how the arch was designed, the arch would spread the light throughout the room. The arch would spread the light throughout the room. So that is why people would have these lamps that were put into the niche. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Misbahu fi Zujaja. Now this lamp has got glass around it. And this glass is not just an ordinary glass. Now so the meaning of glass is also in the Quran. And this glass is so brilliant, it is like as if it is like a brilliant star. Then when you have a lamp, for it to be switched on, nowadays we have electricity, but back in the days you would have oil that would burn, so that this would switch on the lamp. The flames would remain switched on. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this lamp, Allah gives this amazing parable. It's a very beautiful example, subhanallah. Allah is saying, yuqadu. This lamp that the Quran speaks of, yuqad, it means that it is fueled. It is fueled. It is fueled min shajaratin mubarakatin. It is fueled by a very blessed tree. By a very blessed tree. Now, where will you find the lamp? Inside. The lamp is indoor. What is it? The lamp is indoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the lamp that is indoor. But now, in order for that lamp to get its fuel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now giving us an example of something that is outdoor. Where do you find a tree? Outside, not inside the mosque or anything like that. Outside. Allah is saying that it is fueled by this very Mubarak tree. Mubarak tree. And the word Barakah in Arabic means that it is limitless. There is so much Barakah that you did not expect this much from it, but it's given you much more. So it is a tree which is filled with Barakah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy gives us the name of this tree. Allah says, min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. What is it? Zaytuna. Now this tree is the olive tree. So this lamp is fueled by the oil that comes from this olive tree. Of this special olive tree. Now the mufassirin here also speak with regards to many of the fruits, vegetables, oils that are mentioned in the Quran that are most beneficial for the human body. Most beneficial for the human body. Recently, the scholars have mentioned that if you have pure olive oil, what is it? Pure olive oil. And if you drink 1 teaspoon in the night and 1 teaspoon in the morning, inshaAllah ta'ala, that will get rid of your diabetes. And it will get rid of your cholesterol level also. And many people have tried this. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath of olives. You see the Arabs, their table spread will not escape this olive and olives and olive tree. In fact, when the Arabs went to Spain, the only thing they took with them to Spain were olive trees. What was it? The olives. So you see in Europe today, southern part of Europe, there are olive trees in Spain and in Portugal, olives. These olives come from Spain and Portugal. This is the khidmat of the Arabs that came from North Africa and went into Europe, southern part of Europe. They would drink the olive. They would massage the babies with olives. Everything was olive. Somebody was ill, 1 teaspoon of olive. Pure olive. And the Quran says, وَالتِّينِ والزيتون والتين والزيتون. There was one Hakim Saab recently. There are many WhatsApp that go around. I'm not here to give you a lecture on tib, but khair, you know, talking about this. There was one Hakim Saab, he said that if you put the fig, anjeer, because Allah has mentioned anjeer in the Quran, wattini, wazzaytoon. Allah takes an oath of these two things, wattin and so the combination of wattin and wazzaytoon is very powerful. So he says that the Asian community lack in vitamin. Omar, what for?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D, mashallah. So vitamin D, people look for vitamin D. And you have body aches, muscle aches and bone aches. So he said that for 40 days, if you were to put anjeer inside pure olive oil after asr and soak it inside, and then straight when you wake up, eat the anjeer for 40 days, inshallah that will sort out your deficiency in the vitamins and your body aches and your bones that ache. So wallahu alam, there is no doubt that all of these things are mentioned in the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially zaytoon is extremely beneficial to insan, and it is as if though there is this relationship of olive, zaytoon, with insan in this ayat kareema. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this lamp is fueled by a very blessed tree. Now imagine if Allah calls the tree blessed. What does that mean? Allah is saying that the olive tree is a blessed tree. Subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this example, in this amazing parable, Allah is saying, La sharqiyya wa la gharbiyya. That this tree, this olive tree is such, the olive trees, they are such that you will not find it towards the complete further eastern side or the complete western side. You will not find it towards the eastern side and you won't find the trees towards the western side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the trees are located in such a way that when the sun is rising from the east, it will hit the tree from one side. And when the sun is about to set, it will hit the tree on the other side. The trees are not in such a way touching the two extremes. What is it? So, la sharqiyya wa la gharbiyya. It is not towards the western side and it is not towards the eastern side. Inshallah, just try to understand this. So, just to recap the translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. And the example of his light is that of a niche, of that niche which is placed, in that niche there is a lamp that is placed. In that niche there is a lamp that is placed. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. And that lamp has got glass. And that glass is so pure and so brilliant, it is like a star that is shining. Like a brilliant star. And then when you have a lamp, for it to burn, for it to give out light, you need something. So at the core of it, here in this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is pure oil from a Mubarak tree. Pure oil from a Mubarak tree, which is sourced outside. And this tree that is giving out the oil, understand this also. This tree that is giving out the oil. So it is giving out the oil and going towards the lamp. But this tree is also benefiting from something else, which is the sunlight. The sunlight is also hitting this tree. Because we are talking about a tree. So the tree, for it to exist, it needs the sunlight. So the sunlight is hitting it from the right angle. So that is why this tree is very pure, Mubarak. And the oil that is coming out is also very beneficial. And so it is going straight to the lamp. Okay. Now this is the translation of the ayat which we have just read. The second part we will go later on, inshallah. Now let us go into the tafsir, slightly more deep into understanding this parable, this example. This niche, the scholars have mentioned, which the Quran speaks of, it is just an example. What is it? It is just an example. The niche is actually the rib cage of every human body. What is it? The rib cage of every human body. So your rib cage is here. What is it? This is your rib cage. So Allah is saying that, like how in the wall you will find that there is something like a recess, it's an opening, it's an arch that is there. The niche that is there visible for you, and you can put something inside it. This niche is an example of your rib cage. What is it? Your rib cage. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in this rib cage, there is a lamp. What is it? There is a lamp. And what is that lamp? Ji? Your heart. Bolo subhanallah. What an amazing example Allah is giving. In your rib cage, which is the niche, inside it is a lamp. What is it? Lamp. Mushtaq is watching you, Umar Farooq. Ji. And so what is happening is that there is a lamp inside, and that lamp, the Quran is saying, it is the heart. What is it? The heart. And then Allah is saying that that heart is sealed with something that is very clean and pure. That means, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a heart which is completely pure. What is it? Completely pure. Not like in some other religions they say that you are born a sinful person. What are you? You are born a sinful person. No. Allah is saying you are born in the most pure condition. What is it? You are born in the most pure condition. And so now there is this glass, as in it is protected, it is very, very pure. This heart that Allah has given us, it is very, very clean. Now for this heart to function, what is it? For this heart to function. Allah gave an example of this oil. What is it? Of this oil. This comes from a Mubarak tree. What is it? So what is this oil that comes from this Mubarak tree? It is the ruh. What is it? The ruh. And the ruh is sourced from the outside world. What is it? And the ruh is not from the east, not from the west. Allah is saying, لا شرقية ولا Gharbiya. The ruh is not from the east and not from the west. And this ruh is very, very mubarak. This soul is very, very mubarak. Now remember, Allah said in the beginning, the noor of Allah is like that of a niche in which there is a lamp. This ruh is very mubarak. Why? Why is it mubarak? Why? Because this ruh was completely exposed to the light of Allah. Bolo subhanallah. What was it? Completely exposed to the light of Allah. And this was done in Alame Arwah. Where was it done? Alame Arwah. Remember, the body was created inside the stomach. Inside the stomach. That came much later on. For somebody in 1970, for somebody in 69, for somebody in 70, 71, 65, some old folks here going back to 60s, 50s, you know, whatever. Subhanallah. But the ruh was created much before. Even, subhanallah, before, in a sense that the first man that came, Adam alayhi salatu was salam, before his coming into this dunya, all of the arwah were created. What were they? So the souls were created. Now you have to understand, if you want to understand this ayat. The souls were created. And when the souls were created, all the souls of this dunya, ruh, everybody, all humanity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke out to the arwah. and a direct communication. And this is why the soul is very sacred. The soul is very sacred. This is why so much time must be taken with the ruh. Because the ruh is the only part of the body that had this full exposure to the light of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the ruh, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Then all of the arwah, every one of them, in alami arwah, there was no Christians, no Hindu, no Sikh, no atheists, no Jews. Everyone was a Muslim. What were the arwah? All Muslims. And everyone said, Bala. What did they say? Bala. Of course, Ya Allah. Of course, we can't imagine. You are our Lord, without a doubt. Qalu, Bala. So this ruh was exposed to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the niche is your rib cage. Inside it, Allah has put a lamp. That lamp is your heart. And understand your worth, how valuable you are. You know, people want to commit suicide. People go into depression. People are sad. People do this. People do that. Allah is saying, think about yourself. That at the core of you, where your lamp is, where your heart is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fortified you with the light of ruh, with the light of ruh, with the light of ruh. So this ruh now comes inside. This ruh now comes inside. Now let us go back to the second part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is saying, when the ruh is so pure, what is it? The ruh is so pure. That is why Huzur alayhi salam said, when a child is born, he is born a Muslim. What is he? He is born a Muslim. It is only later on that the shaitan and that evil environment will make him an evil person. Otherwise, the ruh is very, very pure. And the ruh is so pure, Allah describes it as oil. What is it? Oil. So this oil that is inside us, this ruh that is inside us, Allah is saying, يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. It is almost as if this ruh, this oil is jumping out. What is it doing in excitement? This oil, this ruh is jumping out to catch a flame. What does it want to do? To catch a flame. Now, we are not supposed to do that with the oil, but this is an example that Allah is giving, that because this ruh is so pure, what is it? This ruh is so pure. It stayed in the company of the light of Allah, and then a body was given to it. And then when this ruh, at the right time, the angels brought this ruh from alami arwa, it was plucked out, and the mother is sleeping. And then this ruh was put inside the mother, and where the baby is, it was inserted inside this baby, and the ruh came inside this baby. It is very, very pure. It is so pure that it needs a connection. What does it need? It wants a connection to give this lamp the full light. To give this lamp the full light. This ruh is working for the heart to give it the full light. Now for it to get the full light, remember the Quran is saying it is as if like the oil is jumping, wanting to catch the flame. What is it? It is wanting to catch the flame. And then Allah says, Nurun ala Nur. What is it? For a man to be successful in this world, he needs to have light upon light. What is it? Light upon light. Now, how do the two lights meet? How do the two lights meet? Now when the first light, which is the light of the heart, the soul, the light of the soul, remember, that stayed in the company of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as this person grows up, and then when the first time the light of revelation, what is it? The light of revelation. Now understand, there are two things: the light of revelation. Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا, and bring iman upon Allah and my Rasul, and the nur that I have revealed, which is the Quran. So Allah is saying, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah describes the Quran as nur. So when for the first time revelation, the Quran is read, and the revelation enters the body, what does it do? It enters the body. So he can hear the revelation, the Quran, and it enters the body, and the revelation goes towards the lamp. What does it do? It goes towards the lamp. Immediately, when the revelation, the light of revelation goes towards the lamp, and then you have another light, the light of the soul. What is it? The light of the ruh. Remember, this light of the ruh is the one, I'm saying this all the time, the one that had the benefit to be in front of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah said, I am not your Lord, it was there. The light of Allah. And so this ruh is already inside. And so he is, or she is alive. And then it gets this extra boost. So when revelation comes, it is nur. Nur can only connect with another nur. What is it? This nur connects with a another nur. And so when the light of the Quran enters the body and hits the lamp, what does it do? Hits the lamp. That is the time it also gets into the connection of the light of the soul. Subhanallah. And when the two meet, boom, with that one spark, there is this great boom. What is it? Massive boom. And subhanallah, the entire soul, spirituality, the entire ruh becomes totally munawwar. So now, to give you an example, can you switch on those two switches here? Imagine. Look at the chandelier. Can you see the chandelier, brothers? Yeh Masjid Umar ka chandelier. Dekh lo aap, mashallah. This chandelier, this lamp, one is the light that is inside it. But to give it the full light, Allah is saying, it needs revelation. What is it? It needs revelation. And when revelation meets with the ruh, and that person accepts the revelation, that is called a very powerful iman. What is it? It's called a very, very powerful iman. And then that person is like the chandelier. What is it? When he walks, there is a glow. There is nur inside him. Shaitan finds it difficult to penetrate this chandelier, because in every direction there is nur. So this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Allah put nur on my forehead. Allah put nur in my fingers. Allah in my mouth, the tongue. Allah, my blood, my veins, my... Everything was mentioned in the dua. Do you remember? This is when the two lights connect. What is it? The two lights connect. As for that person who is not a kafir, as for that person who is not a Muslim and who is a kafir, unfortunately for him, what happens? There is no nur. What is it? There is no nur. Because even when that lamp is inside him, and then the soul enters, unfortunately the soul rejects the very existence of his own with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? So it is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very outset. And when it is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very outset, and rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? That this heart becomes very, very dirty. And this ruh becomes very, very dirty. That is why the malaika, when they take out the ruh of a kafir, it is very smelly and it smells. What is it? And this gives a lot of pain to the malaika. What is it? Gives a lot of pain to the malaika. It gives it taklif. And so when the ruh, when the angel takes the ruh out, it is taken out with a lot of difficulty. What is it? It's taken out with a lot of pain. Even though we see it that, oh, this man is, his eyes are shut, this and that. No. This is just for the outside world, the world that we live in. It's called Iman bil Ghaib. It's very, very different. So this Noor connects with the Noor of the Wahi, and it is a full beam light. What is it? The full Iman. That is why when we walk in this dunya, we have to be connected with Wahi. What is it? We have to be connected with Wahi. Now, Allah is saying our main duty is, when do we switch on the lamp? Jazakallah. When Allah switches off the lamp of this dunya, the sun. The sun. When the sun is not there, we switch on the... Now imagine if all the lights were switched off, it would be very, very dark. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us in such a way, because we are people of two noors. What is it? We are people of two noors. And so even when the doors of revelation have been closed, we are still the carriers of noor. And because we are the carriers of that noor, it is our duty to impart this noor to all of mankind and to explain to them what is right and what is wrong. This is the meaning of ayatul noor. Now imagine if we Muslims feel, who are we? We are worthless, bhai, hum to kachre hai. Kuch nahi bhai. You are the most powerful. Allah has placed His light inside you. Imagine the light that was exposed to the light of Allah in Alam-e Arwah. And you were there, sitting there. And then that ruh is put inside you. Imagine how powerful every single one of us is. This is our maqam. And we should never ever degrade ourselves. And this is ayatul noor. This is why the scholars take so much time in each ayat of the Quran, because this parable is an incredible parable. It is talking about the fact that look after your ruh. Don't make it dirty. What is it? The more gunah you do, the more sins you do, then you see the lights that slowly, slowly will be switched off. Ye bulb ur gaya. Kehte hain naye bulb ki zarurat. It's gone. Allah na kare, then there is no light whatsoever. And then if this light is completely out, then it affects the soul. What is it? It affects the soul. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is very, very dangerous. This is very dangerous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Then Allah says, when a person is connected, the meeting of these two lights, the light of the soul and the light of, the light of revelation, the light of revelation. The two have to be in touch all the time. And then Allah says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is a ajib jumla. Now this lam here is lame ghayat in Arabic grammar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah will guide this person until the very last stage, until the very last stage. And he will need this noor in his life, in his grave, in Medan-e-Hashar, during Pul-Sirat, at the time when the Amal, the deeds will be weighed, where the scales are, and until this light enters him into Jannah. And then what is that ayat-e-kareema? If somebody can help me, when people will enter into Jannah, what will they say? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. Remember Allah says, Allah gives him the hidayat, and that light will stay with him until the end. So when he enters Jannah, he will also say, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. Oh Allah, it is all mercy, all blessing, all praises belong to you, Ya Allah, that you guided us until this moment. Until this moment you gave us that light and that noor, that now we have entered Jannah. And then, subhanallah, it is said that the best moment in life of that person who had this noor will be like how he was exposed to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Alam-e Arwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give an opportunity to the people of Jannah to actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who they were worshipping in dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. that we look after this lamp. What is it? This lamp. Where is the lamp? Right or left? This is where the lamp is. That is why ulama make mashk. Now, another thing, if you look at Surah An-Nur, it's Ajib Surah. This surah begins by Ajib. It begins by the punishment and the had, the punishment of those who do zina and those who drink alcohol and all the guna. Az-zaniyatu wa-zani fajlidu kulla wahidi minhuma miyataja. All these ayats that are there. And then further on, the masail, other rules and regulations with regards to the family structure, all that is mentioned. So rules and regulation, basically the core of sharia is mentioned in this surah, in Surah An-Nur. But in the middle, Allah talks about this rib cage, the niche, and inside it is the lamp, and inside it, subhanallah, is this oil, which is the ruh. And the ulama are saying that sharia and Islam actually becomes very, very easy for that person who looks after his spirituality. What is it? The bottom line is that you look after your spirituality, your ruhaniyat, mashallah. And you look after your ruhaniyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you into a very powerful human being. And this will come, mashallah, when you come and you listen and you are part of the majalis and you do the dhikr of Allah. And the more you recite the Quran, the more your ruh becomes strong. What is it? The more you recite the Quran, the more your ruh will become strong. And the more light you will have. Because Allah is saying, وَالنُورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Because the real nur is the Quran. And the Quran is explained by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we make qadr of this nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this lamp which is the heart, and that we do the zikr of Allah. So inshallah, for a few minutes, if we shut our eyes and do muraqabah and blow away the shaitan, remove him all the time, mashallah, and think of Allah and think that this lamp, this heart, mashallah, which is soaked with this ruh that was exposed in front of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is connected to Allah, and therefore it is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.